You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Dancing with the Stars, Grocery Store Joe and Jenna Johnson. Welcome back, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good to be back.
So we were just talking about being in here a couple of months ago. Did you think, bro, when you signed up for this, because it's obviously out of your comfort zone, is that fair to say?
Yes, that's fair to say.
Okay. Well, then let me rewind even before that. What made you want to do the show in the first place?
I was kind of put on the spot, and I just figured, you know what? Let's roll with it. It's cool to be on TV, stay on TV, and just... I was going to say no when it was first offered to me. Right. It was on the spot. It was live when they... it was the after the Paradise show.
So they literally put you in, it's like...
And they said it was the first time they ever did that.
Yeah.
Huh. And Chris Harrison.
That could have backfired.
Yeah. He didn't actually sign up to do the show.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, let's give it a run. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Well, why not? Attitude is great. I mean, I think you approach The Bachelor that way. Why not? Have some fun on TV, make a little money. But cut to, you're hanging in there. You got to be surprising yourself, right?
Cut to week six.
I'm surprised. I thought we were going to get eliminated this week. Or not Disney week, the week
prior.
Prior, yeah.
True. So you thought you'd make it at least a few weeks in?
Yeah, I thought I'd be there a couple weeks.
Okay.
But, you know, we're...
Confident.
We're still in there.
I mean, there's only 3 weeks left, so... Yeah.
Look at that. So Jenna, you got to be a little surprised and happy, I'm assuming.
Very happy, yes. Yeah, it's... I mean, you just never know. I think his fan base is crazy awesome. They vote like mad people, so obviously I think that's why we're still here. But it's amazing. I mean,
and how has he been as a student?
Perfect.
Oh, we give him an A. Okay.
Yes, I will give him an A because he comes in with a great attitude every day. He's willing to listen to me. He doesn't have an ego. And
right.
So he's willing to take criticism pretty hard from me, but he's doing great. He's not a dancer. That is for sure. But he is,
which is ironic, being on a show about dancing.
About dancing.
So
yeah.
Let me ask you then, you've been avoiding elimination despite your scores,
yeah,
from the judges.
Lowest score every week.
Right. That's impressive.
Thank you.
You know, you get the lowest score every week, yeah, and yet you're hanging it. You're literally failing upward.
We haven't been in the bottom yet. We haven't even been in the bottom two.
What do you think the secret is to your survival? You need to go from this show straight to The Survivor.
I'm literally. Just
saying. Yeah,
literally. Because yeah, clearly you're a survivor.
I think people could relate because most people aren't ballroom dancers and they know how I am on the show is probably how they would be.
Right.
So, and I think it's a fun story to watch because I am, you know, so bad and there is potential for me. No, but there is potential for me to get better.
Yeah.
Do you think some of the other people that like really are trying hard, I'm not saying you're not trying hard, you are, but are like good, are upset. They're like, damn, this dude is still on the show and I'm just got kicked off.
Well, Tinashe
had to be upset secretly. She probably hates you, right?
No, I mean, I don't know, maybe.
But I think it's hard on the show because I think, you know, someone like Tinashe, where she's amazing and getting amazing scores every week, I think the audience forgets, oh, she'll probably just make it far. And so they don't vote necessarily. So I think then we just get annihilated every week and people are like, we got to save him.
Hey, you know what? You're right. There's could be, who knows what the reason is, but.
Do you think it's kind of like a Sanjaya situation from Idol? Where he was like the worst singer, but they just kept him on.
I think similar, Joe's so endearing. And I think people like just love watching him like go out there, have rhinestones on and basically make a fool of himself. And he's just like willing to do it. I think people love that.
People it's can endearing. Relate. Yeah, yeah. You don't take yourself too serious.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, Monday, the theme is Halloween night.
Yes.
What do you have in store? What can you tell us?
I think this is going to be an exclusive. We haven't said what we're doing yet.
Well, you're going to tell us right now what's going on.
So we are doing a Frankenstein and Frankenstein's Bride. We have an Argentine tango.
Oh, that's
good. It's a bit twisted and creepy ending. And
yes.
I'm excited. So far, this is the best process yet. Joe's picking it up.
Every week
smoothly.
I pick it up. Every week I pick it up a little quicker and quicker.
Yeah.
But it gets longer. The dances get longer.
Right.
You jump from 50 seconds to now we're at like a minute and 54. So
that's a lot of choreography.
Probably feels like, does it feel like an hour?
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Did you have a say on what you wanted to be? Like, yeah. I wanted to be, so you wanted to be Bride of Frankenstein.
Joe didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I didn't want to because now everyone's going to say I dance like Frankenstein. But I said, you know,
no, I'm not trying to have like,
we're all,
being like
we're all fun. It's
monster.
All fun and games.
No,
so.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Good, good. That's fun. That's fun. Those yeah. are the Halloween episodes are so much fun. So what's the cast like backstage? Who have you gotten most friendly with, would you say?
I really get along with everyone. I really like, I probably hang out with DeMarcus the most.
He and DeMarcus have a little bromance going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, during the show. Yeah. Because, you know, he's another one that's not, doesn't really have any dance experience, but he's doing really well. He I think he got like a, what did he get, like a 28 or a 27
yeah,
this week?
He's doing well. But he's an athlete, so he's like just, he can toss his partner everywhere.
Yeah.
he's a big boy.
Big boy.
Who would you say is the favorite to win it all?
Joe.
Probably us, yeah.
That's a solid
Joe
prediction.
Thinks we're winning this thing.
That's, hey, you by the way, that would be awesome. Honestly, I would love to have you back on this chair and I interview you
Can
and
you
say
imagine?
Congratulations.
Oh my
I'd
gosh.
Like to imagine. I'm putting my
put
applying methods
there.
Of the secret and putting that energy out there. So what's next for you, man, after the show? I mean, do you enjoy now the label Grocery Store Joe? Has that become part of your, can you put that on a resume?
Maybe. I don't mind it. What's next? Me and my girlfriend, we want to do like a YouTube show.
Okay.
And, you know, travel and do, I like food, like everyone. I mean, everyone likes food, right? I don't like the term foodie because I feel like it's
he's
like,
a foodie. I mean, I just but accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into food. She's in the culture, so we're thinking about something like that.
Good. You guys serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're living together, so.
It's oh, look at that. Yeah. Well, congrats. Well, you just winning all over the place,
reality,
man.
You know, reality shows, they do work sometimes, you know.
Where did you meet her?
Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah, so. That ironically has, I think, had probably more connections,
so.
Right, than
yeah.
the actual bachelor. Because you're not trying too hard, you're just kind of letting go.
And you're with that person every day.
Yeah.
Opposed to the
selective.
Actual show, I don't think it's
right.
as much.
Ah, something to be said for that. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Got it.
Favorite Christmas song?
Well, I guess that wasn't a quick answer. The one by Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. I like that song.
It's a solid song. It's the best.
I was not expecting that. I would have to say, this is so stupid, but Justin Bieber's whole Christmas album was just like a hit for me. It came out when I was in high school, so his whole album is just on the
really?
Mic. Oh, yeah.
I missed that one. Okay, I'm going to have to check it out.
What?
Okay, no, not intentionally. Just, I'm going to have to rewind. All right. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh,
mashed potatoes.
Mm, okay, I would do candy yams with like the marshmallows melted on top.
Oh, okay, that's your move right there.
She's all starting right. to sound like the foodie.
Yeah.
I do love food, I do.
I'm a stuffing guy myself.
Ooh,
like,
stuffing
can't go wrong with any of them. Favorite Christmas gift you've ever received?
Oh, my parents got me a New York Yankees jacket when I was a kid with the leather sleeves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom made me a scrapbook of like every Dancing with the Stars number I'd ever done, ever. And I just couldn't believe that she did this. But it's really special. I mean, there's a lot. This is like a big chapter of my life. And so she like did this whole big scrapbook for me. It was very sweet.
That's a great mom gift right there.
She's the best.
Go-to stocking stuffer.
I haven't stocked a stuffing in a long time.
I haven't stocked a stuffing. I haven't stocked a stocking.
A hell of a gift giver over here, huh?
Socks.
Oh, Joe, come on.
Candy.
You know,
I can appreciate a good sock.
Yeah, I mean, I like
socks are a good gift.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
So.
Socks
as
are
an
like
adult.
Really in, you know? Look at my socks.
They're very
fancy.
Cute, though.
Jenna.
I love those chocolate oranges that you have to like smash and then they all break apart.
There you go. I like your style, Jenna.
Those are good.
Okay.
I'm into those.
Christmas?
There you go.
Dancing with the Stars airs Mondays on ABC. You can follow him on Instagram at JoeAmabile1 and at Dance10Jenna. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you so much.
Go.
On with Mario Lopez.